Use Mathematics and Science, Section 20. Describe characteristics of hydrocarbon gases. The three fuel gases most used in the gas industry are natural gas, NG, and two liquefied petroleum gases, LP gases, propane and butane. They are part of the group of gases known as hydrocarbons, which are mixtures of hydrogen, H, and carbon, C. Natural gas occurs in nature as a mixture of methane and other gases. Propane is actually a byproduct of natural gas processing. Natural gas must be cleaned of impurities before being distributed, and byproducts of this process include hydrocarbons like propane, in addition to butane, ethane, and pentane. The difference between propane and natural gas in domestic use is mostly their difference in cost, storage considerations, and risk factors. There is very little difference, however, in how well they perform in appliances for heating, cooking, or drying. Natural gas, propane, and butane are colorless, odorless gases. As a safety measure, a foul-smelling odorant called mercaptan is added to the fuel gas mixture by the gas purveyor so that hazardous gas leaks are detectable. Gas chemistry of natural gas. Natural gas has two major components. Methane, 87.4%. Ethane, 6.8%. Since most of its content is methane, for convenience, natural gas is usually represented by the chemical formula for methane, CH4. Figure 1 shows the molecular diagram for methane. Gas chemistry of propane. Propane is also a hydrocarbon and is classified as an LP, liquefied petroleum gas. LP gases are refined, stored, and transported as a liquid under moderate temperature and pressure. They are then vaporized prior to use within a gas-burning appliance. Figure 2 shows the chemical structure of a propane molecule, C3H8. Gas chemistry of butane. Butane is also a hydrocarbon and, like propane, is classified as an LP gas. Figure 3 shows the chemical structure of a butane molecule, C4H10. Heat content, calorific value, CV. The heat content or heating value of a fuel is described as the quantity of heat released when a given volume of fuel is burned. Generally, the units of measure used are British thermal units per cubic foot, BTU per cubic foot, or kilowatts per cubic meter. The calorific value or CV of a gas is used when calculating input flow rates for appliances in BTUs per cubic foot or kilowatts per cubic meter. Figure 4 shows commonly accepted heating values for the various expressions of different volumes of fuel gases. Specific gravity. As mentioned earlier in this competency, specific gravity, or SG, often termed relative density, is the comparison between the weight of a volume of a vapor or liquefied gas and the weight of an equal volume of air or water. All three of the gases covered in this section are used in the combustion process while in the vapor state. It is essential that the SG of each individual gas is understood. Figure 5 gives the specific gravity of natural gas, propane, and butane as vapors. It is worth noting that as the chemical structure of the individual fuel gas becomes more complex when the SG of the fuel increases as compared to the density of air. For example, with a relative density of 0.6, natural gas is lighter than air and will rise to the ceiling of a room. Both propane and butane are heavier than air, so if a leak develops in a gas line or an appliance, the LP gas is likely to settle and collect in low areas, posing a safety risk. Because propane and butane are LP gases, the SG of each, while in its liquid state, is compared to the density of water. Flame speed. Flame speed is the measured rate of velocity at which the flame front moves towards the air-gas mixture issuing from the burner port. In a stable flame, the velocity of air-gas mixture emitting from the burner is equal to the burning velocity of the flame. The result would be a stable flame. The flame speed for natural gas is approximately 1 foot per second. Limits of flammability. A correct gas and air mixture is crucial for complete combustion. If too much gas is present, the mixture is too rich and will not burn. Conversely, if there is an insufficient amount of gas, the mixture is too lean and will not burn. Different gases have different ranges of flammability. Compare four common fuel gases. Ignition temperatures. Ignition temperature, or explosive limit, is is defined as the lowest temperature at which combustion begins and continues in a substance when it is heated in air. Figure 7 lists the ignition temperatures of the three major fuel gases. Flow characteristics in fuel gas piping. 6 major factors affect the flow rate of fuel through a supply line connected to a heating appliance. To ensure that any appliance served by the piping system has enough fuel at the correct pressure to operate at its rated input, the pipe must be sized with all the following flow characteristics taken into account. Type of gas. Since lighter, less viscous gases flow through a pipe more easily than heavier gases, larger volumes of natural gas can flow through a pipe than propane or butane for a given pipe diameter and supply pressure. As well, pressure losses due to friction are reduced with less viscous fuels. Type of pipe. When a fluid flows through a pipe, the internal roughness of the pipe walls can create localized eddy currents within the fluid, adding a resistance to the flow of the fluid. Pipes with smooth interior walls like copper have less resistance than materials with rough interior walls like black iron, carbon steel, pipe. Length of pipe. When gas flows through a pipe, friction along the interior walls limits the velocity of the fuel. The average velocity decreases with increasing pipe length, decreasing the eventual flow rate at the appliance. When sizing a gas distribution network, we must consider the fact that the longer the pipe, the greater the resistance to flow. In order to limit the resistance, the size of the pipe may have to be increased at design to offer less friction and provide the required flow rate. Diameter of pipe. If the system pressure behind the gas flow in a pipe is constant, the diameter of the pipe will directly affect the flow rate. If the diameter of the pipe is increased, the flow rate will also increase. Flow rate is directly proportional to the pipe's internal area and exponentially proportional to the pipe's inside diameter. Number of fittings. Fittings such as elbows, tees, and valves represent a significant component of the pressure loss in most gas piping networks. Each fitting on a piping system adds resistance to the gas flow. It is important to design a system with as few fittings as possible. Pressure drop. Pressure drop is the pressure difference between the gas supply, either the gas meter or a system pressure regulator, and a gas appliance. The gas code and design guidelines limit the amount of pressure drop in these areas. The code limits this loss to ensure the system pressure remaining will be high enough to provide the required flow rate to the system. Good design of any piping system should limit the maximum amount of pressure drop to maintain adequate flow pressures to fixtures and appliances.